Greetings, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. When I hear greetings, Tom, I always think of, hey, greetings, humans, and they're aliens talking to people on Earth.
Right, so maybe it's a little bit unusual.
Greetings, humans.
That's right, but in any case, I'll extend my heartiest greetings or welcome to our dear listeners out there.
That's kind.
Today we're going to have a happy discussion because we're talking about a festival.
A big party.
Right, there, of course, are big parties and big festivals here in Taiwan. Mid-Autumn Festival, for example, or Dragon Boat Festival. But we're talking about one that occurs, well, mainly in the United States, but also in other parts of the world. Brazil, also in Canada, I believe. They have celebrations all related to Carnival or Mardi Gras, having to do with the Catholic Church and Lent and all that good stuff.
There is no bigger party than Mardi Gras, so it's kind of crazy. I've been on the fringes. It's a little too crazy for me. People drink a lot, and you know what happens when people get drunk. Right. They do stupid things.
They puke on the sidewalks.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You don't want to take your kids to Mardi Gras. I think it's an adult festival because I've seen some of the things that go on. So watch out for that. Maybe there's a kids version somewhere, Tom.
Possibly.
Yeah.
My brother went there when he was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And when he came back, he brought all these little necklaces
that
they throw from the floats during the parade. He had hundreds of them.
Very big.
But they're all kind of cheap plastic necklaces, nothing worth any money.
They're ugly. But, you know, it's just to get dressed up. There's also something called, I think, a king's cake. I worked with a guy who grew up in New Orleans, and he gave us a cake at work one day, and it turns out there's a little plastic baby inside.
Ooh.
So if you get the piece of cake with the baby, you're supposed to have good luck.
Right, and we should also mention that Mardi Gras takes place in New Orleans, which is the correct pronunciation. A lot of people will say New Orleans. It's the same thing, but if you're cool, if you're smart, and if you're from there, you will say New Orleans, or sometimes just Norlands, or you'll say NOLA, N-O-L-A, New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, everybody, let's begin our lesson by talking about Mardi Gras. Let's read through the first part, and then we'll come back to discuss it. Around the globe, there are several festivals that allow people to let their hair down and escape from the stresses of life. But one grand fiesta held annually seems to top them all. Every March, partygoers from all over the world head to New Orleans, USA for Mardi Gras, a raucous bash in which everyone lets the good times roll. Mardi Gras refers to the last and wildest day of the famed Carnival celebration. Although it's often associated with New Orleans, the celebration of Mardi Gras is actually much older than the U.S. It's rooted in pagan festivals that date back to ancient times, but over the years, it was adopted to fit in with European culture, and in 1582, Pope Gregory XIII declared it a Christian holiday. Gregory strategically changed the date of Mardi Gras so it would conclude right before the start of Lent, a holiday in which Christians are required to fast and pray. In French, Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday because people tend to gorge themselves with drinks and fatty foods during the celebration. When French Catholic settlers first came to America in the early 1700s, they brought the tradition of Mardi Gras along with them. Since they controlled the territory of Louisiana, the city of New Orleans became the prime location for Mardi Gras celebrations. Parades were added in 1838, and pretty soon everyone had heard about this legendary rowdy celebration. So much so that cities such as Rio de Janeiro, Sydney, Quebec City, and several others host their very own Mardi Gras celebrations each year.
We're going to be talking about this crazy festival called Mardi Gras for the next couple of days. It is a huge, huge festival, so if you get a chance to go to one of these parties, prepare yourselves. It's a lot of fun, but it can get kind of raucous and wild and rowdy. We're going to talk about all those words. Now, around the globe, there are several festivals that allow people to let their hair down. When you let your hair down, you just kind of relax a little bit. You're less formal. Sometimes we talk about letting our hair down once Friday evening hits and we're done with work and we just want to relax with friends. And when you let your hair down, you're usually quite casual. You kick back, you could say. That's another thing we say. Let's kick back this weekend, relax, and enjoy ourselves. And that's what people do in this particular festival because sometimes it really feels good just to escape from all the pressure and stresses of life.
Yes, indeed. So let your hair down, relax, be mellow, hang out. And yes, indeed, several festivals allow you to do that, but one grand fiesta held annually or every year seems to top them all. Now, here the word fiesta means party, but if we see the word fiesta, it makes us think of parties Latin style because fiesta en español is party. I believe it's also the same meaning in Portuguese as well.
It actually has a rather religious meaning in Latin countries. Originally it was, at least. But it's a public celebration. It includes lots of food, music, and dancing. This is one grand fiesta. Grand here means very big, elaborate. It's held every year or annually. And this particular party seems to top them all. When you top something, you're better than other things around you. So it's the best of all the fiestas you can attend. Now, it happens every March, so if you're making plans, it's happening pretty quickly. Partygoers from all over the world head to New Orleans, USA for Mardi Gras. When you head somewhere, that's where you go. That's the direction you're going. And you can go to several places around the world, but we're going to be talking about New Orleans, USA. That's where the biggest party is held. In the States, at least, for Mardi Gras.
Well, Stephanie, I have to ask the obvious question.
Yeah.
Of course, you know about Katrina, right? It pretty much wiped New Orleans off the map.
It's back. Haven't you heard?
Oh, it's back. Okay, well,
because
I haven't been back to the USA since Katrina hit, so I don't know are happening. I guess they rebuilt it. So I guess Mardi Gras has been rebuilt along with it.
Oh, yeah. They never stopped celebrating Mardi Gras, even after Katrina.
Okay, so it's probably more reason than ever to go check it out.
Uh-huh.
It's going to happen in just a couple of days, so book your tickets while you can. And you're asking, what is Mardi Gras? Well, it's a ruckus bash in which everyone lets the good times roll. Now, the word bash here oftentimes refers to hitting someone really hard. I'm going to bash your mouth in if you don't stop talking.
Bash your head in.
Bash your head in, right. But here it just means a big party, especially a very wild and crazy, loud and obnoxious party. And ruckus means there's a lot of noise.
I notice we say this differently. I say raucous and you say ruckus.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure exactly how I'm supposed to say that where I'm from.
Yeah, we say raucous in the West.
Sounds good to me.
What it means, guys, is it's just really loud and wild. A lot of times you'll see this adjective precede laughter. So when someone really has a good belly laugh, Tom, can you do a belly laugh for me? Just really, really big. Ooh, that's evil.
Well, that's more of a vampire laugh. That's it doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's like a wizard laugh. Mm. Yeah, it's just really loud, and you hear that kind of laughter coming from people who are having a good time at a big party or, as we're using the word here, a big bash.
You know, raucous here, and another word, I get them confused, ruckus.
It's causing a ruckus. You're causing some chaos. You're having a disagreement. Yeah.
So it's kind of similar. They're referring to kind of wild, uncontrolled situations, but they are different. The word I was referring to is spelled R-U-C-K-U-S, ruckus.
And we want to let the good times roll. Isn't there a famous song with these lyrics?
Probably. I think there's one by the Cars. Ooh, let the good times roll. I think Slade did a song like that. I don't think any of you have probably heard of Slade before.
And I think we have some sort of candy in America that's called Good Times.
Could be.
Yeah.
But
we like good times, don't we?
We certainly do. But no matter where it comes from or where it's used, the phrase to let the good times roll means to let things happen in a happy way. Don't stop them. Don't be uptight like Ebenezer Scrooge. Just kick back, relax, let go, and don't be uptight.
Yeah, let your hair down. Now, Mardi Gras refers to the last and wildest day of a famed celebration we call Carnival. Or if you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see the pronunciation for this word is Carnival. It's a little different. If we're talking about this big party that happens in these particular cities that we've talked about or that we're going to tell you about, we're talking about carnival, and that's a particular festival. So there's a difference. A carnival is just a sort of a place you can go and, take rides like a roller coaster or the Ferris wheel.
Well, they used to
buy
have
some good.
traveling ones, right? Especially where I'm from, the Midwest, U.S. During the summer, there would be these traveling carnivals, which would come to your town and stay there for a couple of days with rides and treats and things
Maybe a
like that.
week,
A
they'd
week
be
at the
there.
fairgrounds, perhaps, and then it would move on to the next town. I don't know if they still do that, but that's a carnival. But specifically, if we're talking about carnival, that usually refers to that celebration down in Brazil.
Now, although it's often associated with New Orleans, the celebration of Mardi Gras is actually much older than the United States itself, so it's been around a long time. Now, let's take a look at some of these words that we went over quickly. Famed means it's very famous. A lot of people know about it, even if they've never attended. Of course, a word gets around that it's quite a fun thing to go and see for yourself. It is about a weekend long, so people usually go for a weekend and come back and are really exhausted from all the partying and drinking. And it's a celebration, which means there's lots of dancing and eating. It's a big party.
Right, so it's associated with New Orleans. The celebration of Mardi Gras is actually much older than the U.S., even though New Orleans is the place it takes place in. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the history of Mardi Gras, where it came from. It was not born in New Orleans, but New Orleans is the place that has made it famous. We'll talk about those details in just a couple of seconds, but right now, here's our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 我们今天看的是第三个单元，谈的是一个庆典，叫 Mardi Gras。这个庆典在哪里呢？这跟别的地方的 party 可是不太一样。我们先来看看第一段，有一个简单的介绍。他说呢，其实在世界上很多节庆都一定可以让你轻松，让你解放。好，我们看到这一篇有一个片语 ，let their hair down， let one's hair down。其实就是说可以让一个人轻松自在，不拘小节，可以让你完全放松。这样的 festivals 其实还蛮多的。不过他提到有一个 fiesta 这个字原来是西班牙文里面的庆典啊。那所以说有一个非常特殊而盛大的庆典呢，他每一年都举办。Held 这里是过去分词，它每一年都备办，而且这是大家大概第一个会想到的，那就是纽奥尔良这边的 Mardi Gras， 我们翻成狂欢节。好，只要你爱跑趴的人大概都会去。注意到 party goer 这个字哦，其实是把 party 加 go 再加 er 组合而成的。那 goer 这个字如果摆在别的字前面，就是表示常常去做这件事的人，比如说 concert goer， 那就是一个常常去听音乐会的人 ；church goer， 那就是一个常常上教堂的人 ；movie goer， 那就是一个常常看电影的人。所以 party goers 就指那些喜欢跑趴的人。这是一个大家都能够尽情享乐、大闹一番的活动。看到这里有几个形容词跟名词，像是 raucous 这个字就是代表喧闹的 ；bash。这个名词讲的是一个 big celebration， 也就是一个庆典。好，下面这一段继续来介绍 Mardi Gras 它是怎么样一回事。其实它指的呢是一个有名的嘉年华庆祝活动的最后一天，也就是最疯狂的那一天。好，我们看到这个字 famed 加了 d 哦，这个代表的是一个形容词，意思就是 famous， 这个很有名的这种嘉年华活动。那他虽然说一提到这个 Mardi Gras 就会马上让人想到纽奥尔良，不过他说他的庆祝活动说起来比美国历史还要久。看到这边 associate， 它的片语是 be 动词加 associated with， 就表示 A 会让人联想到 B 或和后面这个 B 扯上关系，有所关联。
We're gonna take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue talking about Mardi Gras. I know a number of people from Taiwan have studied in the United States. Uh-huh. Many of them have probably gone to Tulane University in New Orleans and various other educational institutes down there south. So I'm sure they're very aware of Mardi Gras and perhaps even have gone there themselves and had the time of their lives. But right now we're going to talk about the history of Mardi Gras. Where did it come from? Well, it's rooted in pagan festivals that date back to ancient times. My goodness, a lot of Western holidays are rooted in pagan festivals, aren't they?
They sure are. Pagan means it's not associated with God, but is more associated with gods that the Greeks and Romans would make up. So they're not really very religious in terms of, obeying things like commandments and being good to your neighbor. Oh, no, it's more about enjoying yourself and really kicking back and doing what makes you feel good. That's where it started. But it was then declared a Christian holiday, oddly enough. To be rooted in something means that's where it came from. That's where it developed from. And it was strongly influenced by these pagan festivals. It dates way, way back to ancient times. But it has changed. Over the years, it was adopted to fit in with the European culture. So it had to change in order to fit in with the culture. When you fit in, it just means you're more similar to something else. You go well with them. You can get along better if you fit in with something. Sometimes if you start attending a new school, it's hard to fit in with your new classmates. You might feel like you just don't belong there. You're a little awkward. But if you change a bit, you might fit in with them more.
So they kind of adopted it. They kind of modified it. So it would fit in with European culture, the way Europeans did things. And back in the year 1582, Pope Gregory the 13th declared it a Christian holiday. Now, to declare means to officially state to the public. Usually it's a person in authority or a person of authority who says this. You could say they make a declaration. Declare here is a verb. You could declare your intent to marry someone, for example, to announce that you're going to marry a certain person.
For example, a couple of months ago, I read that Thailand had reversed its state of emergency. If your country or your state or city are having a major disaster or you're having problems, your government might declare your area a state of emergency where you need extra help or protection, maybe from the military. That has turned around in Thailand recently. They don't have as many political struggles as they did earlier.
Or a country could declare independence,
yeah,
like the United States did from England back in 1776.
That's true, too. Well, now it's a Christian holiday. Christian just means people who follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, Gregory, that was the name of the Pope, back in 1582, he strategically changed the date of Mardi Gras. So he actually changed when they'd have this big festival or celebration. When you do something strategically, it usually means you have a plan in mind. Oftentimes, we'll use strategy in the military. They'll determine how they're going to plan a battle against their enemy. Or maybe you're in business. You'll often talk about your strategy in business or in politics as well. So I know that Acer made a strategic decision this year to move most of their production to China.
Ooh.
They feel that that will help their company. So you do things as part of a plan when you do it strategically.
So he did this for a reason. He had some plan up his sleeve,
uh-huh,
perhaps. So he changed Mardi Gras so that it would conclude right before Lent started. Lent is a period of time in which Christians, especially Catholics, will fast and pray.
I would say only Catholics.
Only Catholics, right. And they go to a church service or something,
uh-huh,
and they get a little ash on their forehead at Ash Wednesday. And then they're all supposed to give up something. The first time I encountered this was in college, when I asked this guy in my dorm if he'd like to go out drinking,
uh-huh,
and he said, oh, I can't. I'm giving up drinking for Lent. And I said, what the heck is that? Because I hadn't heard of this before. Yeah, he was going to stop drinking alcohol Because of this observance that Catholics have. Of course, right after Easter, he got drunk as a skunk.
It only lasts for 40 days. One of my friends once gave up chocolate for 40 days.
What a sacrifice.
So it's kind of a sacrifice. It's a tiny sacrifice. It would be good if your friend gave up drinking altogether. It would probably help him. But that's what they do. They give up something. But before they start Lent, hey, they got to really enjoy themselves so that sacrifice doesn't hurt so much.
Okay, well, in French, Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday. So why are we calling this holiday in French here, Mardi Gras? We'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. But on Tuesday, people tended to gorge themselves with drinks and fatty foods during the celebration. Now, if you gorge yourself with something, it means you consume a lot of that thing. A lot of people here in Taiwan will gorge themselves with food on Chinese New Year's Eve, or gorge themselves with zongzi Mid-Autumn Festival, or Dragon Boat Festival, and the mooncakes, they'll be gorged on Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yeah, if you're going to gorge yourself on something, you're going to eat until you're too full to eat anymore and you feel sick. Another phrase you can use instead is to stuff yourself. Mm. So it really kind of hurts if you eat too much. You know that feeling where you feel like you can't move and someone has to roll you across the floor?
Ugh.
That's not a good thing, guys. So that's what they do. They would gorge themselves with drinks and fatty foods during the celebration. Note here that they're not eating fresh fruits and vegetables. No,
right. They're
eating fatty foods, which really make you feel awful.
Okay, well, we have French Catholic settlers in America in the early 1700s. A settler is a person who moves to another place to live there. Usually it's kind of a wild place where there's no real civilization, at least no civilization that we're familiar with. A lot of settlers came from Europe to America about 400 years ago, for example. Catholics, of course, are those people who follow the Catholic religion based in the Vatican City in Rome. And they brought the tradition of Mardi Gras along with them to the New World.
They sure did. Now, the New World would be the United States we're talking about. So they came over and decided to bring all their traditions with them. Why not? I would. Now, they controlled the territory of Louisiana. Territory is just an area of land. And Louisiana back then wasn't a state yet. The federal government hadn't adopted it as a state. We kind of voted on areas as we got bigger and bigger, whether we wanted them to become states or not. Arizona was one of the last states that got voted in. Anyway, it was a territory back then, and we had the city of New Orleans, and it became the prime location for Mardi Gras celebrations. If something's prime, it's the best. So it may be of the best quality or kind. We often talk about prime rib, a type of beef that people like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say this hotel is in a prime location. It's on the east side of Taiwan or Taipei, which is very expensive.
Or the prime lending rate,
yeah,
which is a term in economics. Now, parades were added in 1838, and pretty soon everyone had heard about this legendary rowdy celebration. A parade is when people go down the street on floats, and they're having a good time. Maybe marching bands will be there. And rowdy just means really loud, really renao, as they say in Chinese. And everyone's having a great time, making a lot of noise.
So much so that cities like Rio de Janeiro in Brazil and Sydney in Australia and Quebec City in Montreal in Canada and several others host their very own Mardi Gras celebrations each year. So this is a really popular party. So some of these other cities said, hey, we want one of our own. So there are plenty of places to stop by. They're spread out around the world. So pick the one that's closest to you and try to attend at some point.
And try to listen carefully as our Chinese teacher talks to you right now.
我们继续来看看 Mardi Gras 它历史渊源。好，我们说呢，提到了 it's rooted in pagan festivals. Root 原来就是代表生根。那所以is rooted in something, 就是它的根源是来自于哪里。Pagan 这个字原来是异教徒的，就是指非基督教的。那它是一个非基督教的庆典，而历史渊源上可以追溯到古代。他提到了这几年演化下来，他慢慢的呢，让它可以 adopted to fit in with European culture, 所以呢才可以符合欧洲的文化。虽然原来是异教徒的东西，但是慢慢的融入，使它可以符合欧洲文化的传统。那到1582年的时候，当时有一位教宗，这位教宗呢，他就宣告让他成为一个 Christian holiday, 也就是基督教的节日。此外呢，他还很巧妙的，他用到这个字 strategically, 就是非常有策略性的，也就是很巧妙的让他把日期都改了。改了之后呢，他就可以在这个四旬节，这是一个基督教的一个重要日子，这个四旬节之前可以刚好结束，刚好终止。好，我们看到 Lent, 这个我们翻成四旬斋。在这个四旬斋戒的时候呢，所有的基督教徒就必须要禁食和祈祷。这时候 Mardi Gras 我们要了解哦，在法文里面其实这个意思是代表 Fat Tuesday, 也就是油腻硬的星期二。因为呢，你要晓得人们通常在 Fat Tuesday, 也就是 Mardi Gras 的时候，他会狼吞虎咽吃啊喝啊，完全没有忌讳。好，我们看到这个动词 Gorge, Gorge 是代表狼吞虎咽，表示一个人吃东西的样子简直是像饿狼一般。接下来要提到这个所谓的 Mardi Gras 这个节庆怎么样由法国再移植到美国，甚至于扩展而成为一个非常重要的庆典。这段他就说了，当时那些法国的天主教移民 Settlers, 就是指移民者，时间是1700年左右，那个年代他们来到了美国定居，而且呢把 Mardi Gras 这个庆典的传统一并的就带到美国了。那因为当时呢 Louisiana 这州是属于法国的领地，所以说他们在这个城市当时最大的城市就是 New Orleans, 它也成为 Mardi Gras 最首选的地方。好， Prime 当然是最主要最重要的首选的。下面又提到在这个庆典上面会有哪些重要的活动呢？好，提到1838年的时候有了花车游街，然后呢很快的大家都知道了这个传闻中的一个热闹滚滚的庆典。看到这边有一个字叫 rowdy 代表的是热闹滚滚，非常吵杂。看到下面这个句型 so much so that 是这么有名，以至于像是别的地方，比如说在巴西里约热内卢，在雪梨，在魁北克，这些城市也都开始跟进。只不过每一个城市自己办，当然都有自己的特色。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for joining us. And if you'd like to hear more about Mardi Gras, well, please join us again next time when we continue to talk about this very fascinating subject. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.